Gracious God, Heavenly Father, we give you thanks and praise for the blessings you shower down upon us without any merit or worthiness in us. Pure gift, pure grace. Heavenly Father, we admit that we have at many times abused and misused the gifts that you have given us. We have turned your gifts into objects of pride and even false idols. We have worshipped the created things rather than the Creator. And then we worry that we won't have enough created things to see us through. Heavenly Father, drive us to our knees in repentance. Teach us to seek first your kingdom and your righteousness, which is Jesus Christ, crucified and risen for forgiveness, life, and salvation. It's in His name that we gather, worship, and pray this day. Amen. Amen. Hymn 732.
Thank you. verse of Matins on page 219. Please stand. O Lord, open my lips. Make haste, O God, to deliver me.
Make haste to help me, O Lord.
God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
O God, let us worship you. O God, let us sing to the Lord. Let us make joyful noise to our
the intro for the day, so you find it in the front of your bulletin insert.
Lord, have mercy.
my life and let it be. Please be seated.
Reading from 1 Kings chapter 17. Then the word of the Lord came to Elijah, "Arise, go to Zarephath, which belongs to Sidon, and dwell there. Behold, I have commanded a widow there to feed you." So he arose and went to Zarephath. And when he came to the gate of the city, behold, a widow was there gathering sticks. And he called to her and said, "Bring me a little water in a vessel, that I may drink." And as she was going to bring it, he called to her and said, "Bring me a morsel of bread in your hand." And she said, "As the Lord your God lives, I have nothing baked, only a handful of flour in a jar and a little oil in a jug. And now I am gathering a couple of sticks, that I may go in and prepare it for myself and my son, that we may eat it and die." And Elijah said to her, "Do not fear. Go and do as you have said. But first make me a little cake of it and bring it to me. And afterward make something for yourself and your son. For thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, the jar of flour shall not be spent, and the jug of oil shall not be empty until the day that the Lord sends rain upon the earth." And she went and did as Elijah said. And she and her household ate for many days. The jar of flour was not spent, neither did the jug of oil become empty, according to the word of the Lord that he spoke by Elijah. O Lord, have mercy upon us.
Thanks be to God.
A reading from Galatians chapters 5 and 6. If we live by the Spirit, let us also walk by the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking one another, envying one another. Brothers, if anyone is caught in any transgression, you who are spiritual should restore him in a spirit of gentleness. Keep watch on yourself, lest you too be tempted. Bear one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. For if anyone thinks he is something when he is nothing, he deceives himself. But let each one test his own work, and then his reason to boast will be in himself alone and not in his neighbor. For each will have to bear his own load. The one who is taught the word must share all good things with the one who teaches. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever one sows, that will he also reap. For the one who sows to his own flesh will reap from the flesh corruption. But the one who sows to the Spirit will from the Spirit reap eternal life. And let us not grow weary of doing good, for in due season we will reap, if we do not give up. So then, as we have opportunity, let us do good to everyone, and especially to those who are of the household of faith. O Lord, have mercy upon us.
Thanks be to God.
We speak together the gradual for this day. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in man. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in princes. A reading from St. Matthew, chapter 6. Jesus said, "No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and money. Therefore I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about the body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? And which of you, by being anxious, can add a single hour to his span of life? And why are you anxious about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is alive and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? Therefore, do not be anxious, saying, what shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or what shall we wear? For the Gentiles seek after these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them all. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Therefore, do not be anxious about tomorrow, for tomorrow will be anxious for itself. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. O Lord, have mercy upon us.
Thanks be to God.
Forever, O Lord, your word is firmly set in the heavens.
Grace and peace love and mercy from God our Father, through Jesus Christ, our risen Savior and Lord. Amen. Text for our meditation this morning, the Gospel reading that we heard, Jesus' words from the Sermon on the Mount, especially the first and the second to the last verse in our text. Jesus said, "No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and money." And then again, verse 33. "But seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to you." Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, in Greek mythology, there is a very, very minor character by the name of Narcissus. And Narcissus was a hunter. And Narcissus was very handsome. Narcissus was lured away to get a drink out of a still pool. Narcissus bent down and saw his reflection in the water. And he fell in love. He fell in love with himself. He was so much in love with himself that he was paralyzed. He could do nothing. He lost his will to live, and by that pool of water, he died. We have a word in our culture today called narcissism. Guess where that comes from? You guessed it. What narcissism is being in love or infatuated with yourself. Now, I'm not going to ask for a show of hands, but we all know there's a little bit of narcissist in every one of us. And we live in a world where this me first, everyone else second attitude prevails. We live in a world where we care about what we want. We care about what we have. We care about what makes me feel good. And everybody else? Well, maybe. We've gotten so good at being narcissists that we can pretend we care for other people, and yet at the same time, it's all about us. My friends, whether you're in love with your pride or your reputation or your checkbook balance or your stuff, your work or your family, Jesus gives a warning. Jesus says, you cannot serve two masters. You cannot serve two masters because you will either hate the one and love the other, or be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot have two gods. Thus saith the Lord. You shall have no other gods before me. First commandment. Literally in the Hebrew, you shall have no other gods in my face. Do you like it when somebody gets in your face? I don't. And yet sometimes I'm so worried about what I think, I don't mind getting in somebody else's face. We make a joke out of it when we watch a ball game, a baseball game, and the manager, the player, gets in the umpire's face and kicks a little dirt on his feet. God says, no. No. There's one God. And it's me, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. One God. Take your false gods and get them out of my face. We should fear, love, and trust in God, Luther teaches us in the Catechism, above all things. Above all things. Jesus says you can't love God and money. That's the translation before us in the ESV. And that's not a wrong translation. Mammon is the Hebrew word for money. But it means more than money. It's all the things that we put our trust in. It is our money. It's also our pride. It's also our material possessions. It is everything that falls under that things category that Luther teaches us in the meaning to the first commandment. What is a thing? I like to teach the confirmation kids. We should fear, love, and trust in God above all nouns. Above all nouns. Now, I'm not teaching you to hate English class. What's a noun? A person, a place, a thing, an idea. What is mammon? A person, a place, a thing, an idea. Any of these things, most of which are gifts from God, good and God-pleasing, any of these things can be turned into a false god. An idol. What is idolatry? It is false worship. It is worship of things that are created rather than worship of the Creator. And it can be anything. It can be anything. It can be our money, and it oftentimes is. But we're much more subtle than that. We take the things of this world, the blessings that God showers down upon them, and we turn them into idols. We put our faith and our trust in them. And then when things don't turn out exactly the way we want, what do? We worry. We worry. Jesus is teaching us here in Matthew 6. Worry is sin. You hear that? Worry is sin. Worry is caused by idolatry. God says you can't serve two gods. Whatever your false idol is, you can't serve it. Turn away from it. The most difficult times in my life, and the ones that I am the most thankful for, are the times when God broke my false idols. God loves us most when He destroys that which is getting in the way of loving Him, the one true God. Oh, it's painful. Oh, it hurts. To give up something that you love with all your heart, it just kills you. And that's exactly what God is doing. How can such washing with water do such great things? It's not the water. It's the power, the Word of God. What does such washing with water signify? It signifies that the old Adam in us should drown and die and daily come forth a new creation ready to serve God in righteousness and purity. Our love for self, our love for our idols needs to die. It can't be trained, it can't be corralled, it needs to die. Our sin of worry needs to die. Our obsession with self and the things that God has given us, our stuff, needs to die. Seek first the kingdom of God, Jesus tells us. Seek first my righteousness. And all these things will be added to you as well. A father teaches his children. If a father likes to hunt or fish, what does that father generally do? Teaches his child the love of hunting and fishing. If a mom likes to sew or cook or garden, what does a mom do? Passes on that love to her children. My friends, we do it whether we realize it or not. It's 2 years ago. I had a little boy here in preschool chapel who told me that he could not memorize the Lord's Prayer. It's too long. Can't do it. I said, stick with me. Every 3- and 4-year-old in preschool for the last 20 years, by the end of the year, knows the Lord's Prayer. Stick with it. As he walked out of chapel, he was singing. And you know what he was singing? There is no place like Nebraska. Good old Nebraska. We pass on to our children that which we love. My friends, what are we doing? What are we doing? When we love the things that God has given us, rather than the one who has given them to us, we lose all perspective. We become idolaters. We become filled with worry. And we have no peace. No peace. Not now. Not ever. My friends, Jesus teaches us today not only about the sin of worry. He teaches us today not only the impossibility of having two gods in our life. He teaches us the antidote and the answer to our obsession with stuff, our sinful worry, and our narcissistic hearts. He says, seek first the kingdom of God. What's the kingdom of God? It's Jesus! Jesus is the kingdom of God. God in our midst. God in flesh and blood. Jesus, who comes to earth to save poor, miserable, sinner idolaters like you and me. Jesus, who takes upon Himself all of our worry, all of our guilt, all of our shame, all of our idolatry. He takes it into Himself and onto Himself, beaten, bruised, dead, hanging on a cross, suspended between heaven and earth. This is the extent of God's love for you and me. He didn't wait till we cleaned up our act before He sent Jesus. No, while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. To seek first the righteousness of God is to hunger for where God promises to be. His Word. His Word in its truth and purity. To read that Word. To study that Word. To come and hear as often as possible. The Word preached and proclaimed and sung. To seek first the kingdom of God is to bring our children to the waters of holy baptism, and for us who are baptized to return to the baptismal font each and every day, dying and drowning our sin and evil lust and coming forth a new creation. To seek first the kingdom of God means to hunger and thirst for the body and blood of Jesus in and under bread and wine, where God feeds us and sustains us and nourishes us for this very, very difficult journey of life. Every voice out there says, you are number one, and if you don't take care of number one, no one else will. My friends, God's Word teaches us something different. Jesus says, you are number one. And that's why I laid down my life for you. I picked it up again 3 days later, never to die again. I have given you the kingdom of God in the waters of holy baptism. Never will I leave you. Never will I forsake you. You think I don't know what you need? You think I don't know what problems or worries you have? Bring them to me. Come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. My friends, unless we seek first the kingdom of God, we will have no peace. Our life will be filled with one anxiety after another. But when the love of Christ fills us and teaches us that the God who sent His Son to suffer and die for our sin, to take care of our greatest need, we can trust Him. If we can trust Him for our salvation, we can certainly trust Him for our daily bread. My friends, today, the temptation is always before us. Come over here. Look into the pool. See yourself. Oh, aren't you beautiful? Oh, aren't you in love? But instead, Jesus says, I am the living water. And if this water fills you up, streams of living water will fall forth. We will know that as we love God and serve one another, we don't have to worry about our stuff. We can be generous with our stuff. We can pass on the treasures of heaven to our children, knowing they will never run out. We can give as we have been freely given, knowing that God will always be there to provide for us day in and day out. When we see our children or our children's children in want or in need, or in worry, we can share with them the greatest treasure that the world has ever seen. Forgiveness, life, and salvation through the blood of Jesus. A few minutes ago we sang, many spend their lives in fretting over trifles and in getting things that have no solid ground. I shall strive to win a treasure that will bring me lasting pleasure, and that now is seldom found. Well He knows what best to grant me. All the longing hopes that haunt me, joy and sorrow have their day. I shall doubt His wisdom never. As God wills, so be it ever. I commit to Him my way. May God grant it to you for Jesus' sake. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which far surpasses all understanding, keep our hearts, our minds, our lives in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Amen. Having heard the Word of God, we are bold to give Him our thanks and praise. We sing the Te Deum, page 223 and following. Please stand as you're able. Again, welcome in the name of Jesus. This time we ask that you participate in what we call the rite of fellowship. Pat at the end of each pew, please sign your name. Visitors, we're glad you're here. Please share with us your mailing address so we can acknowledge your presence in worship this day. Special word of welcome to those who are worshiping on the radio or on the internet. We pray that the good news of a God who holds nothing back, who gives and gives and gives, including His Son, forgiveness and salvation, would be yours today and always. We worship God now with our gifts and offerings. Holy Baptism, I invite you to turn to page 268. Page 268, we have a worship insert for little Gabriel. Page 268. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Dearly beloved, Christ our Lord says in the last chapter of Matthew, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit." The last chapter of Mark, our Lord promises, "Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved." And the Apostle Peter has written, "Baptism now saves you." The Word of God also teaches that we are all conceived and born sinful, and are under the power of the devil, until Christ claims us as His own. We would be lost forever unless delivered from sin, death, and everlasting condemnation. But the Father of all mercy and grace has sent His Son, Jesus Christ, who atoned for the sin of the whole world, that whoever believes in Him should not perish, but have eternal life. How is your son named? Gabriel Bernard Bliss. Receive the sign of the cross both upon your forehead and upon your heart. to mark you as one redeemed by Christ the crucified. Let us pray. Almighty and eternal God, according to your strict judgment, you condemned the unbelieving world through the flood. Yet according to your great mercy, you preserved believing Noah and his family, 8 souls in all. You drowned hard-hearted Pharaoh and all his host in the Red Sea. Yet led your people Israel through the water on dry ground, foreshadowing this washing of your holy baptism. Through the baptism in the Jordan of your beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, you sanctified and instituted all waters to be a blessed flood and a lavish washing away of sin. We pray that you would behold Gabriel according to your boundless mercy and bless him with true faith by the Holy Spirit, that through this saving flood, all sin in him, which has been inherited from Adam and which he himself has committed since, would be drowned and die. Grant that he be kept safe and secure in the holy ark of the Christian church, being separated from the multitude of unbelievers and serving your name at all times with a fervent spirit and a joyful hope, so that with all believers in your promise, he would be declared worthy of eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
From ancient times, the church has observed the custom of appointing sponsors for baptismal candidates and catechumens. In the Evangelical Lutheran Church, sponsors are to confess the faith expressed in the Apostles' Creed and taught in the Small Catechism. They are, whenever possible, to witness the baptism of those they sponsor. They are to pray for them, support them in their ongoing instruction and nurture in the Christian faith, and encourage them toward the faithful reception of the Lord's Supper, that they are at all times to be examples to them of the holy life of faith in Christ and love for neighbor. Is it your intention to serve Gabriel as sponsors in the Christian faith? If so, please answer yes with the help of God. God enable you both to will and to do this faithful and loving work, and with His grace, fulfill what we are unable to do.
Amen.
Hear the Holy Gospel according to St. Mark. They brought young children to Jesus that he might touch them, but the disciples rebuked those who brought them. But when Jesus saw it, he was greatly displeased and said to them, "Let the little children come to me, and do not forbid them, for of such is the kingdom of God. Assuredly, I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will by no means enter it." And he took them up in his arms, put his hands on them, and blessed them. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We pray together the prayer our Lord and Savior Jesus has taught us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Thine is the kingdom, and power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Gabriel, the Lord preserve your coming in and going out from this time forth, and even forevermore.
Amen.
Now, it's painfully obvious that Gabriel is not going to be able to give a speech, tell us how much he loves Jesus, ask Jesus into his heart, pray the sinner's prayer, or any of that kind of stuff. We also know from God's Word, and it is very clear, that we are born dead, spiritually dead. Ephesians 2, dead. And the only way that we can be made alive is if God does it for us. The Small Catechism teaches us, I believe that I cannot, by my own reason or strength, believe in Jesus Christ, my Lord, or come to Him. But the Holy Spirit has called me by the gospel. How does the Holy Spirit do that? Right here in the waters of holy baptism, where Good Friday and Easter are attached to H2O, God's promise, God's washing of regeneration and renewal, God's miracle, Thanks be to God. We will all, parents, sponsors, congregation, speak on behalf of the gifts that God bestows, and especially the gift of faith that He bestows in and through the waters of holy baptism. Gabriel, Bernard, Bliss, do you renounce the devil?
Yes, I renounce him.
Do you renounce all his works?
Yes, I renounce them.
Do you renounce all his ways?
Yes, I renounce them.
Do you believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth?
Yes, I believe.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried? He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead?
Yes, I believe.
Do you believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting?
Yes, I believe.
Gabriel, Bernard, Bliss, do you desire to be baptized?
Yes, I do.
Well, we need a little help at this point in time. Baptismal font is dry. Bottles were handed out to the little ones during the offering. Kids, you can come on down now. Mom, Dad, Grandma, Grandpa, if you need to come along for a little supervision or guidance or courage, that's okay. Come on down while everybody's doing this. We'll sing our baptism hymn, See This Wonder in the Making, 593. Come on down, kids. The service. It is a great honor here to have an old friend and Gabriel's grandfather to be here to perform the baptism. Now, this is Pastor Booth, and he and I worked together a long, long time ago back in my hometown, okay? And Gabriel is his grandson. And because his mom and dad, come up a little closer here. Because his mom and dad love him so much, and because they want Jesus to come and live in his heart, They brought him to where Jesus promises to be, to the baptismal font. Now, either Pastor Murundi or I normally do the baptisms here. That's how things normally work. But today is a special day and a special occasion. So, Gabriel's grandfather, Pastor Booth, is ready to baptize his grandson. Are you ready? Are you guys ready? Come a little closer so you can see what's going on. Pastor, it's all yours.
Gabriel, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Almighty God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has given you the new birth of water and of the Spirit, and has forgiven you all of your sins, strengthening you with His grace to life everlasting. Amen.
Receive this burning life, so that you have received Christ, who is the light of the world, your voice in the light of Christ, from the everlasting for His coming, that you may meet Him with joy and enter with Him into the marriage feast of the Lamb in His kingdom, which shall have no end.
In holy baptism, God the Father has made you a member of His Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, and an heir with us of all the treasures of heaven and the one Holy Christian and Apostolic Church. We receive you in Jesus' name as our brother in Christ, that together we might hear His word, receive His gifts, and proclaim the praises of Him who called us out of darkness into His marvelous light.
Amen. We welcome you in the name of the Lord.
Let us pray. Almighty and most merciful God and Father, we thank and praise you that you have graciously preserved and enlarged your family and have granted Gabriel Werner the new birth and holy baptism and made him a member of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, and an heir of your heavenly kingdom. We humbly implore you that as he has now become your child, you would keep him in his baptismal grace, and according to your good pleasure, he may faithfully grow to be a godly one, to the praise and honor of your holy name, and finally, with all your saints, obtain the promised inheritance in heaven, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Peace be with you.
Amen. Thanks for coming down. You guys can go back now. As we sang in our hymn, it is a miracle each time it happens. We have a couple of gifts for you here. Have a baptismal shell. Gabriel has a new identity after today. Yeah, they can have that. He will always be Gabriel, but the three water droplets, God has given him His name in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. All right. For the sponsors. And there's the, yeah, you can take that. There's the certificate. And we also have a gift from the church. This is a remembrance book for today, but it's more than that. And it's also to teach Gabriel the importance of God's gift of baptism each and every day in his life. That banner over there is yours to take home as well, but we'll get some pictures after church first. Okay? Congratulations. Thank you. Thank you. Our service continues and concludes with the prayers of the church. We begin with the Kyrie, middle of page 227. Please stand as you're able. We implore you, let your continual pity cleanse and defend your church. and because she cannot continue in safety without your aid, preserve her evermore by your help and goodness. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Let us pray for the whole church of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. Give ear, O Lord, to the petitions we bring before you. Grant that we may trust in you for all good things, knowing that you alone provide for our every need of body and soul. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Gracious Lord, we live in a fallen world. We are continually faced with temptation from the devil, the world, and our own sinful flesh. Grant that these temptations may not overcome us. Guide us that we may help those who are tempted and be forgiving to those who have sinned against you. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Provider of all, just as you provided for the widow at Zarephath, grant your divine providence upon all people. Grant that those who have much may be generous to those who have little. Bless your people to be thankful for their possessions and to trust in you for their daily bread. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Incline your ear, O Lord, to all who cry to you for help, comfort, and protection. Just as you feed the birds of the air and protect them, grant your protection on all the hurting, the lonely, the depressed, the sick, and the mourning. Grant them relief from their suffering or strength to endure their afflictions. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Holy Father, you teach us to do good to all, especially those of the household of faith. In love, you sent your Son to be our Savior. Open our hearts that we may give generously as you have been generous to us, that the ministry of our congregation may flourish and your word have free course in our midst. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord God, receive our thanks for clothing us in the very righteousness of Christ and declaring us to be members of your kingdom. Remember in mercy all who approach your altar this day, that the body and blood of the Savior may strengthen and sustain them in body and soul. Help us all to remember our baptism and bless us also as we celebrate the baptism of Xander Gidley this past Wednesday and also Gabriel Bliss this morning. Teach us to live each and every day in the waters and promises of this gracious washing. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Lord, our Heavenly Father, Almighty and Everlasting God, you have safely brought us to the beginning of this day. Defend us in the same with your mighty power, and grant that this day we fall into no sin, neither run into any kind of danger, but that all our doings, being ordered by your governance, may be righteous in your sight. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Please be seated. Our closing hymn is number 760, 760, what God ordains is always good. We'll sing the first two verses. First two verses. Jesus. Encourage you to check out the Good Shepherd News and Notes for all the activities and events that are happening in the days and weeks ahead. Thanks to everyone who helped on Friday night with Family Fun Night and made that such a good and special time. We have a couple of other things that are coming up, specifically a fundraiser for one of our members, student in our school as well, Disney Turek, and he's been chosen like the special poster boy for Crohn's disease, and the fundraiser is for that. So please check that out and help and support if you can. This Wednesday, we'll be celebrating and observing the minor festival of St. Michael and All Angels. Really is kind of the beginning of the end of our summer worship and the beginning of the beginning of our festival part of the year. So this Wednesday night, and we'll talk all about angels, should be a special time as well. We invite everybody for coffee and goodies in the fellowship hall. Pastor Marundi is on vacation, but Vicar will be taking his class, Summary of Christian Doctrine. That's in room 109. We will be taking a 6-week break in our Formula of Concord Bible study. And starting today, because it tied in so well with our readings today, starting today we're going to have a 6-week focus on stewardship and God's gift of stuff. And so again, we invite you to join us and pray God's blessings on that. Vicar, anything else? Oh, yes, Sunday school opening will be a thank you. Sunday school opening will be in here in about, 7 minutes or so. So right down in here, Sunday school opening. Pastor Russert, thank you for helping. And Pastor Booth, great honor, great privilege. We'll get some pictures here. Have a great day and week in the Lord Jesus Christ.